This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Rick Moore, and we are also joined by Karen Andreas, who is the regional publisher for the North of Boston Media Group. That includes the daily newspapers, the Eagle Tribune, the Salem News, the Daily News of Newburyport, the Gloucester Times, as well as some weekly papers and magazines as well. So at this point, we welcome Karen Andreas. Karen, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So we are doing this on Zoom, but we're just doing the audio right now for sure. But Karen, maybe you I know you guys have want to make an announcement on some of the publication news regarding the stopping of a couple of days of publishing the actual printed paper, correct?
Exactly. I certainly hope that this is temporary. However, given the state of the economy with all the business closings due to the coronavirus, we've had to make that difficult decision to publish only online content 2 days a week. So on Tuesdays and Saturdays, we will be publishing to our websites only. And this, of course, is absolutely necessary right now to get us through these tough times because advertising revenue is just not there. And it's understandable because most businesses are closed.
So tell us about the business aspect. I mean, what are you hearing around the business community? Obviously, the people that the local businesses, the good local businesses that want to support local information.
Oh, the people have been incredibly supportive. I announced this a couple of days ago, and my email inbox has been inundated from folks writing to me, and I've had only myself two cancellations thus far, and everyone else has been incredibly supportive. I would say half of those emails that I'm getting are just people writing saying, you know, we understand these are tough times. We support the local newspaper. Good luck. We're sticking with you. You know, we love our local news. And then the other half have questions that I'm answering personally. You know, what's happening to our puzzles? I love the puzzles. Can I still get them online? You know, what about obituaries? How do I read those? What about my favorite feature stories and sports, et cetera? So the feedback from the community has been overwhelmingly positive. There's a lot of questions and we're trying to answer them as we go because we're still developing our answers as we go. Sometimes by the hour, things just change so quickly. But I'm really appreciative of the overall support of the community, both from businesses and business leaders and readers. They've been very supportive.
What are some of the changes the staff has had to go through? Because we've talked with reporters, you know, from all of the papers, and they've made an incredible adjustment doing mostly phone calls from home. But you have so many other workers as well, Karen. What's that been like?
Oh, it's unbelievable how quickly and how challenging it has been, but also the commitment and dedication and smarts of the staff is. Well, let me take a step back. We've tried to. I have seven different locations. We have about 85 to 90% of our workforce now working remotely. So they're working safely from their homes, which is an incredible testament to our small but mighty IT staff that quickly got all these folks up and running from home. And then, of course, we have to have our press operational. So our press room folks and machine operators and staff who work in what we call our packaging center that do all the inserts of the grocery flyers and such, they all have to come to the building in North Andover and work from here. But we've taken extraordinary steps to follow all of the CDC guidelines for social distancing and keeping people safe at work. Are really incredibly committed and brave, quite frankly, to keep coming to work under these really challenging circumstances. So other staff, you know, we have independent of the newspapers, and they're all out there delivered to folks. We have our advertising staff that is still making daily calls, and they're mostly working from home. We've just really, the business has been turned quite upside down, and people are just due to get it done so that we can continue to.
The transition to online, because so many people now, you know, they go to Facebook, they go to the apps on their phones for right. instantaneous news. And you've had, I mean, the papers have had, you know, that access for a long time. But on Tuesdays and Saturdays in particular, people to connect with a subscription. I've had a subscription to the Gloucester Times for 100 years. And it's on me. I haven't figured out. So I just did the print thing. But is there a big transition on those particular days?
You know, it's a lot easier than you might think. And we have a customer service team that are patient with people. And if you call or email, they'll tell you, press this button, do this, your login. And it's really easy. So we've tried to take, you know, really good steps to make it easy for people. But we're also well aware that it's a big transition for a lot of people who are not comfortable with technology. But we're trying to make it comfortable for those folks. So if you have a subscription, a print subscription, all of the digital news is free as well. And there's so much more online. If you're not going to the website every day, you're missing so much. As you know, our sports guys have great podcasts. We do great slideshows of the kids and all their pictures. We've been getting lots of news that people send in from the community. So the website there's no limit to how much we can publish. With the newspaper, newsprint, the paper itself is one of our largest expenses for the advertising support. We can't just add pages and pages of newsprint. But with the web, we can print or give to the community as much news as possible. So we do. So you'll all much more online. We're working on puzzles right now, for example. That's been a really big concern for people. They love the puzzles. I love the puzzles too. So we're putting more puzzles on the website and making it possible for people to either go there and work on them digitally online, or you can print them to a home computer if you'd rather work on them by hand. So again, we're coming up with solutions. Same thing with the TV news. We know that a lot of older people like to have that TV schedule. So we've put that in the paper on a daily basis. On Tuesdays and Saturdays, we'll also make that. And same with the comics. So we're adapt as we go, and very happy to take suggestions from people who people are emailing me and saying, you know, how about this? Can you try this? Or what about that? Will you try that? And I'm open to it. This is your newspaper. So we want to make sure we're providing the news that readers want.
Karen, a couple of weeks ago, I was thinking of the Salem News and all the local papers as well, when you're driving around and there's no cars on the road, basically, right?
Right.
So I'm also thinking of, you know, there are many times in my life where part of your daily trip was swinging by and picking up a paper. You know, you may get one at home, but you may pick up another one. So, but all these people, in other words, you must have been selling less papers at the variety stores, you know, where people are out there every day swinging through, buying whatever, their snacks, their lottery tickets, but they also are picking up the paper. So that had to
That's
be a
right.
big drop over the last several weeks, for sure.
That's a drop as well. We call that our single copy readership, where someone's picking up a single copy on a daily basis. Happily, the larger accounts like Market Basket, Stop and Shop, those larger accounts were actually selling more newspapers because people are frequenting those places and picking up a paper, which is great. But we've had a lot of small mom and pop stores close, yeah. So they can't even offer the newspaper. So the smaller variety stores or a pizza shop or something where people are not coming in right now, that's true. That has certainly impacted our revenues as well. So we're encouraging people, if you can't get out to pick up your copy on the newsstand, please consider a digital-only subscription. You may not want the paper delivered every day, but another option is to subscribe for a digital-only. And that way, you don't even have to touch the paper. You can read every day online. So those subscriptions are available as well.
Karen, let me ask you about the national scene. So what are you hearing nationally? Because what's happening to you in the North of Boston Media Group is happening to all the papers, right? So what can you tell me? What have you heard nationally?
Well, nationally, all of the newspapers are in the same boat. We're deemed essential businesses, and rightfully so. The governor here, Governor Baker, has deemed media essential, and we're thankful for that, which means we can, in fact, get the news out to the public. So that is certainly a great service to communities throughout the United States, where their governors have also deemed the news business essential. But the advertising revenues are down everywhere, and newspapers are in trouble. So we're asking for people's support right now. We're asking that people continue with their subscriptions. If you don't have one, we're asking for you to pick up a copy on the newsstand if you are out in the grocery store, and or consider subscribing online. We really need your help right now, and I hope this is temporary. As soon as the economy comes back, and advertising comes back, we hope to get back to things as normal. But right now, it's a challenging time.
How far ahead can you plan? Nobody knows how long this is going to last, but how far ahead are you planning? Is this a weekly thing, a daily thing, in terms of logistics, in terms of staff and all that? What are you looking at, Karen?
It's a great question. And honestly, it's daily. We are... we're very challenged, and we look at staffing and logistics every single day. But I can assure you, we have no intentions of going out of business. We have zero intentions of cutting back to the point where you don't recognize your local newspaper. We will continue to publish and be strong and figure it out. I'll do whatever it takes to figure it out. I will never let these newspapers go under. And that's my firm commitment. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm incredibly, competitive. And I take it as a challenge to continue to provide the very, very best local news and advertising for the communities that we serve. So, yes, we're looking at it at a daily basis, but there is no way that you will lose your local news. I won't let that happen. It will not happen. It will mean changes, and it already has. It's meant more news online. It's meant smaller newspapers. Right now, we're publishing 12 pages. But again, this is temporary. Once advertising comes back, and please, God, let it come back quickly and robustly, as soon as it does, we'll get back to business.
Yeah. Rick, do you have anything else that you want to ask Karen at all?
I just want to mention how much we enjoy working with so many of the people that are reporters for your papers. And it's remarkable to me, talking with Bill Kirk or Dustin Luca or any of the sports guys that Bill does, it's amazing to me, Karen, how much information they're still getting. Because if you didn't know that there was, the world had shut down, you wouldn't know that the world had shut down by the way that reporters are doing things.
Right. They're such professionals. They're such good people at heart. They're dedicated to what they do. We live here. You know, Phil Stacey lives here with his family. Willie lives here with his family. Dave Olson lives here with his family. So we care about these communities. We work out at the Y and go to church here and grocery shop. So, you know, this is our home, and we're reporting on our hometown news. And that's what makes us different. If you have a problem with the Salem News or the Gloucester Daily Times, you can call me and I will call you back. You can email Paul Layton and he will email you back. So we're very proud of that. And we love it when people call us or email us. And people often do. They don't always agree with us, but we can agree to disagree and still be friends, and we'll do the very best we can. So I am so appreciative of the community's support right now. It's a really challenging time, but I know we'll get through it together.
I think you do bring out a good point about the quality of people that you have assembled there. You know, maybe I've only met the good ones, but they're all good. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding you on that piece. But, you know, it's a...
No, they are all good.
Yeah, I know.
I mean it. I can attest to that. And not just in the newsroom. I mean, Mary Richardson delivering newspapers. Unbelievable. She's been with us 40 years, and she will do anything in a blizzard, in a rainstorm, you will get your paper. Tom Quigley working the night shift in our distribution center to make sure the trucking is accurate. Nick Kukuru over in Gloucester Sports, you know, he's going to do whatever he can to get all those kids' names in the newspaper. I can go on and on about the people that live here and work hard to produce the newspaper. They're tremendous people and care greatly about the community and take great pride in what we do. We're not perfect, but boy, do we try hard.
I think people need to, I can't imagine a North Shore without the papers. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, without the local papers,
right.
Without the daily local papers. And when, you know, there are communities on the North Shore, well, not so much on the North Shore as such, but they don't have the hometown coverage, the daily coverage that all of your papers have, and there are other papers around as well. But
right.
You know what I'm saying, that it is different to get to have a daily paper to go to, or in this, or whether it be salemnews.com or whatever, to be able to get that.
Right.
You know, if it's happening, it's going to be in the
any
news.
Any newspaper, yeah. Any, even for, other companies that produce a newspaper weekly, that's just as important. That news is so important to the community. So I absolutely, encourage everyone out there to, of course, I want you to support my newspapers, but any newspaper, please do so. It's so important. We have what's now known throughout the country as news deserts, where newspapers have gone out of business. And we're so blessed here in our region. We have so many newspapers. So that's a great thing. And we don't want any newspapers to go out of business.
You know, I want to just point out one more thing, Bill. Karen guest lectured at a class I had on media. And Karen, you pointed out credible media, how to find the right sources. And that is one thing, having worked with the guys for so long in the papers, they get the story right. And that's another thing I think that local communities are able to trust, is the fact when you read something, yeah, there might be a word left out in a quote or something.
Sure,
or
sure.
But for the most part, man, the facts are right. And details, your guys and your women, they get the details. And that's fun to read.
It's really fun to read. My parents love reading Phil Stacey's columns. And they always tell me, I feel like I'm right there at the game or at wherever, whatever he's writing about. I feel like I'm there. You know, Phil Stacey has such detail. He's a walking encyclopedia of sports.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that guy, I mean, he's incredible.
Well, the other thing is,
yes,
the column that Sean Horgan writes, the Fish Stories column.
Right.
I fall on the floor.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. We're just so blessed that we have such great journalists. We really do.
I got to share a Phil Stacey.
And
go ahead.
When we make a mistake, and we do, we're human, you can pick up the phone or you can email, and you get that person on the phone who will say, I'm really sorry, I will correct it. And that's a big deal, because often if you're dealing with stories online, you don't even know who wrote them. Right. But with us, you know, you can call Sean or you can call Phil or Willie and say, hey, you got that name wrong, or you may have made a mistake on this fact. And they're going to look it up and say, geez, I'm really sorry, and I'll fix that.
I got to share a Phil Stacey story with you. So I'm at a football game covering a story, and I check out Phil's story later on, I think it was, and there's a spelling of the name. He had it different than I had it, and I got it from the roster. So I'm thinking, man, Phil's usually right. This is an unusual mistake. If Phil made a mistake in a spelling of a kid's name that, you know, that he wouldn't be familiar with. So I said, geez, this is weird. Well, anyways, this kid goes on to win an award, a little weekly plaque from us, and I put the spelling in from the roster. We were wrong. The roster was wrong, and Phil Stacey was right, and he had it right all along.
Of course Phil Stacey was right.
Right.
So, I am not surprised by that, but yes, that's a great story.
It is, and you know, and it's fun. It's a name, I guess, that gets misspelled a lot, apparently, with his family. But anyways, it speaks to the fact that of all the names that go through, whether it be on Twitter or online or in the print edition, and that you know, I thought, man, this might be the first time I've ever really caught a mistake from Phil, and clearly it wasn't a mistake. And I really didn't think it was a mistake. I really thought that it probably wasn't a mistake, because he's never wrong.
Did you tell him that story?
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think I did. Yeah. It was a funny story, because well, with the kid's family as well, they've had that happen a lot to them. So I asked them if they could change the spelling of their name so I wouldn't have to make another plaque, but they didn't go along with that.
I hope you corrected his plaque.
No, we did. We corrected it.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
We know how important those awards are to the kids. It's so great that you do that. It really is.
It is, yeah. Well, Karen, I don't have anything else, but maybe you want to conclude with some final thoughts at all for the readers of the local, you know, north of Boston papers.
Well, I just really appreciate everyone supporting us right now. Big shout out to the staff. If anyone is listening, you guys are amazing, tremendous work, and just asking the community to please stick with us through these tough times. The Gloucester Daily Times, the Salem News, the Newburyport Daily News, we're there for you. So thank you for being there for us as well.
I actually have one other story I wanted to share with you here, Karen, you know, I think folks get the idea, us old people get the idea, the newspapers are like, the newsrooms were like Spencer Tracy and Katherine Hepburn in the movies with a lot of yumming.
Are you
banging.
Calling me old?
No, me. I'm calling myself old. I'm calling me old. Rick and myself.
Rick and Bill.
You know, people banging away on the typewriters and running out, taking phone calls and running out and racing down to the down to the main street or whatever in the city. And but the Salem, the newsroom, when I've been through there, it's much quieter than that nowadays, isn't it?
Well, the newsroom right now is very quiet with the lights out, because everybody is working from home, which is crazy. You walk into one of our newsrooms and you look around and think, this is a ghost town. It's really strange. But the newsroom has become virtual, where everybody's pounding away. They're just doing it from their homes.
You know what? Can I ask one more question, Bill?
Yeah, of course.
Karen, your editors in your individual papers, editors in the individual papers, is there a consensus problem that they bring up with you, or is there a consensus solution that they have found recently with the local emergency? Because the stuff you mentioned, certainly changing up, you know, not printing on Tuesday and Saturday, that's a big change for all the local papers. But is there a common thread, I guess, among your editors?
Well, one of the threads is that we've been working really hard for the past week to get ready for these online publishing days, so that we're making sure that there is a lot of vibrant news on those days. So, for example, when you go online tomorrow, you're going to find all kinds of new stuff. We'll have feature stories about hometown heroes, featuring people from the community who are doing God's work right now. You'll find podcast from the sports guys. You'll find a fun video from Bill Burt, who is he's doing something really fun, interviewing local coaches on tips for keeping the kids in shape right now. And then Bill's going to try to do the, you know, wearing his tracksuit, trying to do the exercises himself. Just really fun, different types of local news. So that's been a common thread for our editors, is to provide even more news online, more photos, more videos, updates with local politicians. Paul Tucker, State Rep Paul Tucker, will have a video interview with him talking about what he's been doing with his constituency. So we're finding new ways to report the news. So that's been a common theme for us, so that we want to make sure when readers go to our websites on these days that they're jam-packed with local news. Mm-hmm.
You got it. Well, Karen, thank you for taking time to join us. Best of luck to you, to the papers, and everybody there. And we're thinking of you. But again, thanks for taking some time to talk with us and share this information.
My pleasure. I miss you guys. Hopefully we'll be able to see each other in person soon. And best of luck to you as well.
Thank you. Karen Andreas, the North of Boston publisher, regional publisher for the publications, along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.